Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Conservation Show. I'm Kyle Wensner. Along with me today, we also have Ryan Elliott from our fisheries crew. He is the creel surveyor for Lake Ponsett and for Lake Compesca, so we'll have him on the show here today and kind of talking about what he's seen on those two lakes, being that those are the main ones that he covers. Kind of little insight to the fishery on those two lakes. So today we'll start off with the fishing report. We'll start down in Hamlin County as usual. Today we'll start over on Lake Albert. Lake Albert, there has been a lot of fishing pressure there. The fish that guys are catching, they're a little on the larger side, so a little nicer walleye being caught over there than what you would get if you were over on Lake Ponsett. Just a little tougher catching them. You're not going to catch as many fish, but when you do find them, they are going to be a little healthier fish. Over on Ponsett, we'll kind of have Ryan go through what they've been catching over there. So what have you been seeing with guys bringing into the shore there?
Ponsett's been pretty mixed bag. We've had a lot of perch, walleye, and smallmouth bass coming in. The walleye are right around the 14.5-inch range with a few 17-inchers. Otherwise, it's been pretty decent and pretty busy.
A lot of wreck boats out there then, too, as well?
Yeah, you're definitely going to have to work your way around the boats. It's going to be a little rougher.
Sounds good. So, yeah, it sounds like it slowed down a little bit down there, but still a decent bite down there all around. Good place to take people. Now, that slowdown might be due to the amount of recreational traffic out there, a little tougher to kind of find somewhere where there isn't any of that wreck traffic or wreck waves, but it may be affecting some of the fishing a little bit, but look for it to be picking up here. I think perch should be right around the corner here. Guys should be starting to bring more perch in here as we get later into the summer and those weed lines start becoming more defined. So with that, we'll jump over to Clark County. Over there, Dry Lake number 2, not a lot of activity. A few walleye are being caught around the weed lines. Guys pulling spinners with crawlers and spinners with leeches on them seems to be the best method down there right now. And that's another one of those where here in the next month or so, you should be starting to see boats and guys catching some perch out there along those weed lines. And this is about the time that they usually start biting. So you probably will start seeing some of those guys going out trying to catch some of those perch. Indian Springs up there, it looks like a decent amount of walleye coming out over the 20-inch mark. It looks like it's a little harder to find the walleye under the 20-inch size limit there. So, and there it's state reg, so just one over 20, and the other three would have to be under the 20-inch mark. But that's never a bad thing to have when you go out and catch a most of your fish you catch are 20 inches. It's always a fun day for that. But if you're looking for something to eat, might not want to go to Indian Springs, it looks like. If you're looking to have some fun and catch some bigger fish, that might be the place you want to hit up. Heading up to Reed Lake, the bite is still going up there. It looks like it's a decent bite. The walleyes that are being caught up there are being caught on spinners with crawlers and leeches. A lot of fishermen are pulling those spinners along the weed lines and things up there. So, looks like a decent bite going on up there. I know talking to the CEO over there, Zach Thompson, sounds like things have slowed down a little bit here this last week, but not a whole lot from what it was doing. So, jumping up to Day County, Wabe, it has been hit or miss up there this last week for the anglers that are targeting the walleye. Anglers are having the best luck pulling spinners with crawlers on them there. Bitter Lake, anglers it's been kind of minimal for the success up there here lately, and it looks like they're catching only a few walleye out there. Blue Dog, fishing pressure has increased over this last week here, with anglers catching a few nice walleye and northern pike. Rush Lake, anglers continue catching, are still catching a few walleye and northern pike up there as well. Jumping down to Cottington County here, Lake Pelican still getting a few walleye out there, which is an odd one. Usually this time of year it's kind of hit or miss, but this year guys are doing decent out there. They're catching a fair amount of walleye. The only thing is most of the walleye being caught are underneath 15 inches. So not very big fish, but they're at least catching some walleye out there. So might be a good one here come this winter or even next year. So might want to keep that one on your radar. Goose Lake, fishermen are catching a few walleye. It just depends on the day out there. It seems like some days guys are doing really well, and then other days it's kind of hit or miss. And that lake has always been known for that. So, but the fish that are being caught out there are nice fish. They're in that 15 to 20-inch range. And also just another side note again, just a reminder, we do not have the dock in at Goose Lake. So if you're going there, there isn't a dock to get in the boat. You're probably going to have to wear a pair of sandals to get into the boat because you're probably going to get your feet a little wet trying to get to the boat. We do have markers in. I was there yesterday, seeing the markers are still there. So those markers are just marking where the edge, each side of the ramp is out there. So it's easiest when you get up on that concrete ramp that's out there to get your boat off the trailer. You're probably going to have to back about 20 feet into the water to get to that ramp. But once you're on that ramp, it's fairly easy getting the boat off the trailer. It's just getting in and out of the boat. Unfortunately, whoever goes and parks the truck is probably going to have to get their feet wet to get into the boat when they come back down. So just so you're aware when you go down there, if you go there to go fishing, that that is the situation. So we can head up to Compesca there. I know, Ryan, you've also, besides Lake Ponza, you also do cover Lake Compesca. Do you want to kind of talk about what guys are getting out there?
Yeah, Campesca's definitely been a little bit slower, but it's also been a mixed bag. I've seen perch, white bass, and walleye coming in, and everything that's been coming in has been pretty decent size.
Okay. That's kind of what I've been seeing there, too. Fishing has been a little slower out there, and it could be the same as down by Ponset here. They both kind of slowed down at the same time a little more. So on Compesca than Ponset, but that's about the time that the wreck boating also increased, so it could be not a lot of fishermen and kind of hard finding those areas where there isn't a lot of that wreck traffic. So I know when we were out there this week here, we did see quite a few white bass surfacing there, so it might be a good take a fly rod out there or some type of surface bait out there. You might have some success on those white bass if you're looking for something to catch here close to town. So other than that, Dry Lake has been a little slower. Grass Lake up there, that it sounds like the guys that are going there are catching a few fish. Just trying to get a boat in there is difficult just because it's the opposite effect of what we have at Goose Lake. There we don't have quite enough water, and the ramp is a little shallow there. So unless you got a smaller boat or a kayak or doing some shore fishing, it might be a little difficult to get a bigger boat in that lake. Other than that, that should cover the fishing report for this week. Just a reminder, it is that time of year where you got to be doing your applications and stuff. And coming up for deer, we do have the Custard Park deer. Black Hills deer and West River deer are all due July 20th. So if you're looking at putting in for one of those licenses or tags, you want to get that in by July 20th. The non-resident waterfall, that is coming up as well. That is July 13th. So if you got some friends or family or buddies that usually come out here or wanting to come out here and try out the waterfall hunting here in South Dakota, I know it's a pretty popular destination for out-of-staters if you're a waterfall hunter. But if you're looking at, if one of them or you know somebody that's looking at coming out here, make sure that they get their application in here by July 13th. Other than that, that's the applications that are coming up. Just a reminder, we do have a Hunt Safe course not too far away, a little less than a month away here now. That's going to be August 4th here in Watertown. And just a reminder on that, that is an online Hunt Safe course. We do have to have a field day, and we have to have that field day just to cover some of the laws, regulations, things like that, and to go over the handling of the firearms. So that'll be August 4th. That runs from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you have some kids that are looking at, or that are in that 12-year-old range that are looking to take the Hunt Safe course, that is coming up here on August 4th. So to apply for that, just go to our website. You'll go over to the education tab, click on the education. There will be a link under there for HuntSafe. Click on that, and right at the top, there will be a thing that says view the available classes. That'll be in red right at the top of that page. So when you click at that or click on that, that'll take you to all the available HuntSafe courses across the state. So, and then you'll just have to scroll down to the independent study section, and that's where you'll find the Watertown class. So that is coming up August 4th. Also, just another reminder, we are in that time of year. You probably, if you've been out by any of the lakes here lately, you've probably seen us out the last week, week and a half here. We've been out full force out on the lakes patrolling, especially with that increase in recreational boating. We're just going out there making sure guys have all the proper safety equipment and making sure everybody's being safe out on the water. Some of the stuff that you want to make sure you have when you're heading out is the main key, the most important one that we're looking for is life jackets. With the life jackets, so you've got to have a life jacket for each person that's on board the vessel. So on that boat or jet ski or whatever it is that you're taking on the water, you got to have a life jacket available for each person that is on board. Not only do you have to have a life jacket for each person that is on board, but you also got to make sure it is in serviceable condition. So no holes, tears, leaks, anything that would cause it not to work. So all the buckles got to work. There can't be any holes in it, and it's got to also be the proper size for the person that's wearing it. So you couldn't have a kid's life jacket for an adult or an adult life jacket for a kid. It's got to be the right size. So we've seen a few of those. That's probably been one of our bigger violations here over the last couple weeks here that we've been seeing. So make sure you got that on board before heading out onto the water and pulling up to one of us. So the other one is the throwable device. You got to make sure you got a throwable device on board if your vessel is 16 feet long or longer. So that's just on board. Most people don't wear their life jackets. Most adults don't wear their life jackets when they're out on the water or in the boat. So what that'll do is with that throwable device, it's a lot easier to throw that out to somebody if they go overboard. So if you have a boat that's 16 feet or longer, you would have to make sure you got that throwable device on board. The other thing you got to have is a fire extinguisher. The fire extinguisher is not dependent on the size of the boat. What it's dependent on is whether you have an enclosed gas tank or if you have an area where you have a drop-in tank but you enclose it. So anywhere, if you got something that entraps those vapors where that gas tank is, those gas vapors, you would need to have a fire extinguisher on board. So back to the life jacket, just make sure also if you're on a jet ski, you got to have that life jacket on at all times. So with that, also the paddle boards and kayaks, you would need to have a life jacket on board. You just don't need to have to be wearing that. So, but you would have to have one on board. That's another one that we see quite a bit. So make sure you got that safety equipment. Also, if you're out on the water, there is no law against drinking out on a boat. The only thing you got to make sure you're doing is staying within the legal limit. The legal limit for out on a boat is the same as a motor vehicle, the 0.08. So make sure that if you're operating that boat that that you are underneath that 0.08. And if you are going out on the boat and planning on drinking, make sure you got somebody out there that's going to be sober so you have a sober ride back to the dock. So with that, I think that pretty much covers everything this week. Thanks for joining us, Ryan. It's always glad to have somebody new on the show, and glad to have somebody with some insight on those bodies of water. I'm sure guys out there get a little tired hearing the same voice every week, so it's always good to have a fresh voice on the radio. So hope you can come back. Hope you can join us again. But other than that, we don't have anything else for you today, so hope to see you out there.